Welcome to Fast Forward, a podcast that features conversations with people working in philanthropy today. I'm your host, Levi Weinhagen, Communications and Media Specialist at the Minnesota Council on Foundations. Go to MCF for other episodes of this show and other great resources. This episode features my conversation with Susan Voigt, Program Manager at the Medica Foundation. This was recorded on April 26th, 2016. Susan talks a lot about the ways that evaluation has been used historically by grantmakers as well as nonprofits, where we are now, and where we might be headed. Here we go. I'm speaking today with Susan Voigt, Program Manager at the Medica Foundation. Hi, Susan. Thanks for taking the time to talk to me.
Absolutely.
So there's any number of things that I think we could get into with the work that you're doing at Medica and the different ways you can focus on your work. But when I was given the chance to talk to you, one thing that I heard is that you have a lot of experience with measurement and evaluation in the philanthropic sector and in other parts of your life. So I'm really curious both why you value evaluation, if it's accurate that you do, and then how you think it can be used and the ways it's used to help the work that we're doing now and maybe the ways where we're not capitalizing on evaluation.
Yeah, sure.
So there's like seven questions.
Yeah, really. We'll see how many I can pull out in terms of responses. I would probably say that I just have a high interest in this area. Mm-hmm. And my interest starts from a philanthropic effort I was engaged in years ago with one of the major funders in the Twin Cities, and we were funding a specific initiative. And over the course of 3 years, we had funded many nonprofits to do technology-related projects. And at the end of that 3 years, the board looked at me and said, well, what have we accomplished? And I had to kind of swallow because we hadn't started evaluation at the upfront. We hadn't really treated it as a priority. So here we are at the end of the grant trying to figure out what we had done. So I asked for all the grant reports to kind of look at, well, what did we accomplish as a group and what did we think we would do? And first of all, it took a lot of time to collect those reports. I'm not entirely sure that they all had been read. And I'm entirely sure that we weren't really aggregating or learning from the information because they were all just discrete events. And what they said they would do in the proposal and what they did in the report just always didn't match. And I'm like, we just invested millions of dollars and we're really not sure what we can say about the impact of our initiative. So that just kind of led me down the path in which I came. I was a direct service provider for a nonprofit, so I got to live on the grantee end of incorporating evaluation in our work and how challenging that was given our limited resources. And now on the funder side of it, how are we going to know that we're having the impact that our community and our board want to see? So there's a lot of time and energy being spent on evaluation, and I'm not sure we're driving the value for either the grantees or for the funders that are providing them, and I just think there's better paths we can take.
So there's something I feel like you've touched on just there that is really important, the value for the grantees as well as the funders. I think some people get a little spooked by evaluation because it feels like a test and they're not sure if they're going to get the right numbers that are expected of them and will that impact whether they get funded again, or a program manager is worried that will their program be able to keep going if they don't hit these numbers. So sometimes people hesitate to even set a goal because they're worried it could hurt them rather than help them. Do you have to do things to make sure people understand that it's a useful tool and a way to really drive the work and help you implement changes, and it's not a punitive thing, but it is just information that you can then use to make changes?
So you ask a good question related to what's the use or value of these evaluation reports or program evaluation efforts that we're engaging in. I think historically they have been seen as an accountability tool. Check they did this, check they didn't do this, or whatever. My emphasis is how can we use it as a learning tool, both to understand what worked well, maybe what didn't, is almost as valuable and sometimes scary for the nonprofits to report back to a funder. But it's more that open exchange of how that information helps the nonprofits improve their program effectiveness and the funders then to understand what their investments are leading to, maybe aggregate the learnings that we can look at across a set of nonprofits that we are funding in a specific area. And just use that as an open kind of dialogue and exchange between the funders and their grantees. And again, the focus on learning and improving what we do in the community.
So it seems like one important part of being able to learn from any sort of evaluation, whether it be qualitative or quantitative or some combination of the two, is you need to have shared tools. So you're comparing something that is actually comparable. And so I think that gets into the idea of sort of the common shared metrics. You know, we want to, what are the same questions that everyone in the social sector can be asking? Or that can be just within an organization. These are the things we always ask internally. But then it becomes a challenge about making it all feel cookie cutter and not fit a specific program. Do you have strategies to get at both of those things? Getting measurement to something that is very specific, but also making sure there are ways to be comparative in a much broader scale with colleagues outside of your foundation or even outside of just foundations.
You know, and you bring up what is really a key challenge for us in working across the nonprofits and the funders. I did a research study at the university for a degree I was working on, and we had a chance to reach out to nonprofits and funders to get their perspective on why were they doing evaluation, what were the hurdles, what were the opportunities. And it really gave us some information that talked about the struggles that nonprofits were having in implementing the many data requests that were coming from their funders. They weren't fighting against the concept that evaluation was important and should be done. They were complaining or concerned about the process and the amount of resources it took and what value was it delivering if they told from one given program they had to report six different ways and six different data sets to their funders. You know, they started to say, is there a way to standardize what we looked at as evaluators and funders? Is there value then in lifting up the learnings to a more common set of information the nonprofits could report to that collectively we could learn from and look at what improvements we were making in the delivery of services in the community? But that's a transition because so many funders have very specific evaluation requests depending on the specific component of the program that they funded. So when you have, there was one nonprofit I think in the survey said they had to aggregate client data in 150 ways, different ways based upon their funders that were coming at the national, the regional, and the local level. And so you just see the complexity of, are we getting a set of information that is actionable if we're all asking for such discrete points of interest data? And so that in the study, one of the recommendations was kind of a challenge to funders in support of nonprofits and other stakeholders, is to look at defining a better way. Is there a way can drive towards common metrics that we could learn from, model from, or report on that would help us collectively be looking at what we're doing and what impact we're making in the community and maybe how we even improve that impact?
This is a big, like, if, but if we have common metrics, if we can get there, and I'm curious about where you think Medica is and where you think the Minnesota sort of philanthropic community is around the idea of common metrics. But can you talk about how you actually learn from that information beyond just, oh, these are the numbers, these are what we wanted them to be, that means something's kind of working or not working? Like, that can be not tremendously helpful unless you can really figure out how to translate that into action. So can you talk about what does learning look like from evaluation?
So I want to say that the state of evaluation varies considerably across the community. Some funders are investing heavily in evaluation, and the size of the program and the size of the grant sometimes can drive that emphasis on evaluation, and then they have opportunities and resources to really dig into the other areas. At Medica Foundation, we provide a lot of mid-range and smaller grants, and so we aren't investing, you know, we aren't aligning an evaluation consultant in most cases to initiatives. So we spent time looking at what can be done with the smaller scale grants. Maybe it's $20,000, $50,000, $100,000. And what's reasonable to expect our grantees to support in the term evaluation. So I just want to, in fairness, state that there is a lot of excellent work being done in evaluation. We were looking at a more broad brush approach, I was, and what value can we drive, recognizing that the investments from the grantees and the funders will vary. There used to be a common form a while ago called the Minnesota Common Grant Application, which standardized the proposal process, which most nonprofits appreciated, but went away with the advent of online proposal submission. at that point, Foundation saw the opportunity to be customizing the questions they were asking. And so we kind of lost that kind of standard approach as foundations customized their application. Nonprofits today are saying, okay, I believe in measurement. It's challenging for me to resource it appropriately. But if I could get some consistency from my funders in terms of the process they expect to happen and the data metrics that they want reported on, that would help me align and consolidate what I'm reporting to across multiple funders. So that perspective is looking what value it might have for the nonprofit. From a bigger perspective, in the research, we found some organizations that were looking at common metrics across fields of practice, across nonprofit types, etc. And the value then of having common metrics is to be able to aggregate and look at, and the metrics should tie closely to what value you see impacting the community. And as we collected different data points, we had the ability then to be sharing more information across nonprofits as they reported back on, you know, if it's a youth development project and they found that best practices research indicated that, you know, the amount of staffing, the amount of context that the kids have with external support resources. And so if we look carefully at the drivers that look and have some evidence that show that it's impactful for the kids, and then we have the nonprofits reporting collectively on that data, we can be looking as a field at where we're taking that area forward, and then individually, foundations can determine if there are maybe different strategies working in conjunction with their nonprofits. But it's that commonality that allows us to identify the highest impact areas and then actually report on them in a more easy-to-use format, in the sense that multiple funders might align with a common set of metrics, and the nonprofits can really focus on the data collection related to those metrics and the strategies that might lead towards a program delivery impact, and then learn from them from both sides.
How realistic or how likely do you see a move towards getting a little bit back to that similar online version of the forms that a nonprofit fills out, both just for the ease and to reduce the administrative burden on those organizations, but also in the intake for a foundation? I mean, if someone's working for a foundation, often that person ends up working in other foundations as well. So I think there's even a professional development thing of, hey, if we all use the same kind of devices and materials, our staff is going to be more well-equipped to do this work as well. Do you feel like there's a move back towards that idea, but in a digital way? Or is that still somewhat, I don't want to say Wild West, but there is a lot of, like, some people still aren't quite using online forms, too. So there's a lot of, I know there's a pretty big spectrum of how much process each organization has, but can you talk about if you see a trend?
So in the beginning to the last questions, I had mentioned that the state of evaluation is varies across the sector, from very deep evaluative efforts to kind of struggle on how do we get feedback on our smaller size grants or a mid-size grant. So it's a wild format out there, a lot of things going on, a lot of good things going on, a lot of things going on related to accountability. And so there's, I kind of get excited by looking at that opportunity to harness that time and effort and to be looking at new developments such that we've talked about, our common metrics and opportunity for us as funders with our grant partners to look at key efforts, key initiatives and strategies, and are they working? In the research I had done at the university, there was an organization that I learned about. It's called Algorithm. It's a group of evaluators that used to be in the field of the nonprofit practice for quite some time. And they're focusing on what they call field of practice evaluation. So one example is youth development. They focus on all the after school and after evening courses that are available to kids at a variety of levels. And so their process starts with, let's look at the evidence-based research that already exists out there. So they start with that. Then they work with kind of a core set of nonprofits that kind of are sponsoring this is how historically they did their work. And with those nonprofits, they look, okay, what are the most important impacts that you expect to have? How would you measure that? And create this common set of metrics. And then they have analytical modeling tools that kind of look predictively forward at what you might be able to do with this program based on these shared success measures, help define or drive what actions you might take or what areas you might invest in based off the learnings of both other nonprofits in the wider perspective, national perspective, could be international as well, and then locally. And then it gives you the opportunity to kind of be shared your learnings, which I always go back to that learning. So if we have a group of nonprofits focused on a specific field and they're modeling their data off a common set of metrics, I think then we have the opportunity to look and aggregate what our investments in this area are doing, and in the process be sharing information across funders that are looking and testing new strategies or really publishing the core components that have made their youth development programs more effective. So it's hard on a one-by-one basis, especially on a national basis, to be looking at one-off evaluations and drive any bigger picture models. But this was kind of an interesting approach that allows us to use common metrics and common technology access points, because it's all web-based, and look predictively at what we have learned and what we could learn going forward. Probably my most favorite thing about it is that it was, you subscribe to this field of practice and you pay a subscription fee that could vary from like $500 to $3,000. Well, doing your own evaluation would be significantly beyond that, but it's an opportunity then for all size of nonprofits to engage in the learning and the sharing. And so it was just kind of a new model that I came upon in the research, and it just kind of excited me as a new approach to let all size of nonprofits engage in evaluation and hopefully in a more effective, cost-effective, time-effective, and learning-laden opportunity.
So I admittedly didn't prepare you for this question, which is everyone's favorite thing to hear. You mentioned learning a lot, and you've done this research work, so that's clearly an area of passion for you. So I'm curious if you could spend a year or some amount of time doing a research project now, like tomorrow, do you have an idea about what you would want to focus on and where you would want to put that energy?
You know, I would probably, and there's just different learning opportunities going on among the funders on different initiatives, so it's not like we're starting from scratch by any means. But it would be really interesting to me to take maybe even smaller nonprofits that it might be serving. You know, we fund in behavioral health quite a bit at the Medica Foundation, but a lot of our proposals and our grants involve care coordination or intensive case management for people with severe and persistent mental illness. A lot of them are doing it. What are the best practices? What can we learn collectively as we do this work, this important community work? So I would love the opportunity to look at maybe a field of practice and look at some of the new tools that could more cost-effectively for smaller nonprofits engage in collecting data and learning what that does to the delivery of care and what that does to patients and the impact that we have in the community.
Yeah, I would love to see that research.
Yeah.
Where can people go to find you online if folks want to connect with you and the work that Medica is doing? Or is it possible for anyone to see some of the research or the work that you've done online as well?
Sure. So the paper is published, and I think probably, you know, feel free to contact me at Medica. It's susan.voigt, V-O-I-G-T, at medica.com. MCF also has the report, so contact anybody at MCF.
true.
For
I don't want to self-plug too much.
But, you know, it's just my piece of the pie, but it's kind of, I've had that firsthand opportunity to look at how much time and effort goes into evaluation, and I still see it more as an accountability and check-the-box tool, and I think we're missing an opportunity to learn and share from one another as a team, and that's nonprofits learn and share and the funders learn and share. You know, we shouldn't have a line between us in any sense, because we're working together to make this happen.
I couldn't agree more. Well, thanks for your time today, Susan.
You're welcome.